Thank you very much for joining us on Start Radio today. Right, so you're taking a year off work and riding halfway around the world on a motorbike.
Well, it's whilst I'm not circumnavigating, I'm actually doing more than going round the world. It's a trip that'll probably be about 25,000 miles. Of 21,000 will be myself on two wheels and my two cuddly toys to keep me companion.
So what made you decide to do this?
I've wanted to do this since I became bike obsessed when I was 20 years old at medical school in London. And I must admit, I do feel that certain two famous film stars have slightly stolen my thunder and probably all my sponsorship and future TV career by doing it before I had a chance to. But now I've got the opportunity, having done a few years of medicine and got that behind my back, to actually take this time off and just do it.
And you're actually able to raise a lot of money for some very worthy causes as well, aren't you?
Well, I hope so. It would be... I wanted to have an adventure anyway, but why not, if I'm going to put all this effort in, do it, put a bit more in and make something really worthwhile? So I'm doing the trip to try to raise £100,000 for two charities, one foreign and one domestic, Magpass, who run the air ambulance for the whole of the east of England, and Riders for Health, who provide motorcycles and logistics to get healthcare workers to remote villages in Africa.
So why did you decide to choose these two charities then?
Well, I wanted to do it for more than just one, something at home first and then farther away, but Magpass is something that I'd love to do as a doctor. I'd love to be an air ambulance doctor, but more to the point, because my girlfriend's life was actually saved by Magpass when she was only 7 years old. And I knew of Magpass, and when we were discussing the trip, my girlfriend's mum just piped up and said, "Whoa, did you know?" And so after that, I couldn't say no, and it had to be Magpass. And Riders for Health, simply for the fact that the two things, apart from my girlfriend, that I love in the world are motorcycles and medicine. And it's, I think, the only charity in the world that just combines the two and nothing but the two. So, yeah, that's why.
Now, this challenge is going to take you several months. So just talk us through the route you're planning to take.
Well, having never done a trip like this, I'm guesstimating how long it's going to take. I'm leaving as early as I can, and I've got to come back by the time I'm hopefully going to have a job to come back to in August. So I've got about 6 months to do it. So I'm going to blast across Europe, because I can always see Europe, that's on my doorstep, down across on a boat from Venice to Egypt, and then down the east coast of Africa, stopping, well, all the way down the Nile and Sudan and Kenya, and I'm going to stop at some Riders for Health charities and a few hospitals if I can. And then once I reach Cape Town in South Africa, I'm hoping that some very kind people that I'm talking to at the moment are going to fly me over to Nepal. Then it's into India through the Himalayas, which will be a bit of a shock, temperature-wise. And then the bit that my mother's worried about most, through Pakistan and Iran, and then Turkey, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Bulgaria, and then home via Salzburg.
Wow, so it's you've just been all off there, you know, as though, you know, just a page and book or something. But that's a heck of a long way, isn't
well,
it?
Well, when you've spent, I think, probably two whole weekends sitting there with Google Maps in front of you saying, oh, well, no, there's an interesting World Heritage site, and if I do this little dirt track, I can get it and not go back on myself. My geography has just tripled in the last few months of my life, let alone the other 30 years learning it.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing journey. But like you said before, you are hoping to raise a lot of money from local charities. So if anybody wants to support you, how can they go about doing that?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the TRIP's website, which is www.tiggerstravels.org. My nickname for as long as I can remember has been Tigger. And I'm taking a little Tigger with me. So it's tiggerstravels.org. And they can either donate there, or I'm sure if they were to contact via you for any businesses there who would like to advertise or sponsor the trip, then they can contact me through you, I hope.
Lovely, we'll certainly do that. And of course, I should mention at this point as well, is you are going on your own. You're not going to have any support team or anything like that, are you?
No, that's the bit that I find exciting and all my friends and family are terrified about. But I want to do this as a real challenge. Anyone can do very simple things and do great things for charity, but for me, I want to put myself out there and, you know, risk life and limb, and that way I feel I've really earned people's hard-earned pounds that they'll hopefully donate.
Fantastic. Well, we hope people will donate, and we hope afterwards you'll come back and tell us all about it as well.
I would be delighted to, assuming I'm in one piece.
Lovely, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us today.
No, thank you.